Thousands of office seekers thronged to Washington. They even slept in out-of-the-way corners of the White House. Day after day, from morning till night, they pressed their claims on Harrison. One morning, early before the office seekers were astir, he went out for a walk. He caught cold and died suddenly, just 1 month after his inauguration. John Tyler at once became president. 319. Tyler and the Whigs. President Tyler was not a Whig like Harrison or Clay, nor was he a Democrat like Jackson. He was a Democrat who did not like Jackson's ideas. As a president, he proved to be anything but a Whig. He was willing to sign a bill to repeal the Independent Treasury Act, for that was a Democratic measure he had not liked. But he refused to sign a bill to establish a new Bank of the United States. Without either a bank or a treasury, it was well nigh impossible to carry on the business of the government. But it was carried on in one way or another. Tyler was willing to sign a new tariff act, and one was passed in 1842. This was possible as the compromise tariff came to an end that year.